37.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And with you in the studio here, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we launch into the second hour of the program, for those of you just tuning in, we've been talking with various callers about their own experiences, your experiences, about marriage, and specifically the issue of sex before marriage. That we started out with the show with an article from Alternet, where one lady was telling us about how she regrets big time not having sex before marriage. She waited. She was, you know, very religious kind of upbringing, and it ended up being an absolute disaster for her sexually, and that led to her not wanting to continue the marriage, both of them not wanting to continue the marriage. So her not having sex before marriage led to the failure of the marriage. Now, that's not everyone's experience, obviously, but I think that it's instructive. I think it really points out the danger and the risks of not having sex before marriage. And I think that, you know, the idea that there's something wrong with it is ridiculous. Zach Strong posts on the Facebook page, the Free Talk Live Facebook page, in response to the question, did you wait until marriage for sex? Was it a mistake? He claims that abstinence does not lead to divorce. He says if you get divorced, you either got married for the wrong reasons or weren't committed enough.
Well, I think one of the claims we've made here is that abstinence leads to people getting married for the wrong reasons. That the fact is, you know, oftentimes people who abstain from sex before marriage get married younger. You can call this correlative, or you can call it causative, whatever, causative, you know, whatever you choose to do in life, but that seems to be the case. Those that wait until marriage tend to get married younger. Those that get married younger tend to get divorced sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So what that says to me is that people who are getting married younger because they're waiting are getting married for the wrong reason, which is because they want to have sex. If you want to have sex,
yeah,
then
have
maybe you
sex.
Should, right, maybe you should find somebody to do that with.
Right. Do it safely. Like, that's the problem with abstinence education. The biggest problem, in my opinion, is it ignores reality. First of all, people want to have sex. That's what people do. They're driven to do that instinctually. But beyond that, this abstinence education out there, the kids are encouraged to not have sex at all before marriage. It leads to these problems in a marriage, and in addition to that, you know, you're not able to connect with somebody beforehand, and I think that's a real problem. And let's get back to your calls and thoughts here. I want to continue with Zach's comments here in a moment. We've got Nick on the line. He's been waiting in Madison. Now, Nick, you were telling us you had a real conservative upbringing, both you and your partner, and what else did you want to say? Because we barely had time for you in the last break.
Yeah, no problem. I just wanted to say that, you know, we both were brought up very in a very conservative towns. And I just wanted to say that it was really disconcerting to me the difficulty that I was having and my wife was having, because we both wanted to have, you know, intercourse. And you know, before we were going to get married, we were dating for about 3 years. And, you know, we had a lot of difficulty with it, her especially, and it made me feel really bad. And it really brought out something that I was never really taught to feel. You know, it really brought up empathy for my girlfriend at the time, you know, who is now my wife. Because she was having so much difficulty with it, and I understood that. I realized that she wanted to do this.
But when you say difficulty, can you put a word to the emotion that you think she was feeling?
She was feeling shame.
Shame.
She felt like
this is what we do to our children. this is what, and you don't think that you, what parents want to say is you should be ashamed of having, often some parents want to say is you should be ashamed of having sex before marriage, and then you should be happy and joyous about it. Exactly how do you think that works? That you can be ashamed of sex one day and glad you did it the next? Did you, the lady who called just a few callers ago said that, you know, she admitted she felt bad that she had sex 2 days before she got married. She should be delighted.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nick, anything else you want to share?
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, we did have intercourse, and our, you know, our relationship completely changed.
This was, you had the intercourse before marriage, just to be clear.
Before marriage.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I think that it was a really, really good idea for us to do that. It definitely brought us closer, and it made us more sure about everything.
Good story, Nick. Thanks for sharing it tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
Shame's a good thing if employed in the right ways. You should be ashamed of certain actions. Absolutely. But when you employ it around sort of natural and good things like sex, that's bad. You can teach your kids the right way to have sex,
right.
But when you teach them it's bad, then what do you expect but a nation full of deviants?
Yeah, and you're right, because repression of sexuality does tend to release itself in sexual deviancy, and I think there's a real strong argument for that. And telling people to not have sex hurts the likelihood that they're going to have safe sex. You know, if all you're telling people is don't do it, if all you're telling kids is don't have sex, then they're not going to know enough to, if they do decide to have sex outside of marriage, and many of them will make that decision, they're not going to know enough about sex and the risks involved and how to stay safe when it comes to having sex. So you may end up having more unplanned pregnancies. You may end up, because you're telling people to not have sex at all, that may result in unintended consequences like pregnancies, STDs, people not protecting themselves. So, yeah, I think education is obviously the way to go. But I also don't believe in forcing my viewpoint on anybody. Hey, if you want to raise your kids in this ridiculous, restrictive fashion where you're not telling them, giving them any useful information, disallowing them from having any sort of experience at a young age, then, you know, have at it. That's your family. You can do what you want, but I think that's an incredibly damaging process.
I also think just giving a kid a book or showing them a film about sex is a real cop-out.
Let's go to Troy. He's listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hello, Troy. Troy? In Virginia. Someone's there. I hear something. Tell you what, we're going to put Troy back on hold here for a moment, and then we're going to, in the meantime, try Lenny, listening in Battle Creek to WBCK. Hello, Lenny.
Yeah, hi. I am here. And not to shift gears on you too much, but I called in to comment on the proposed Florida legislation that they were going, you know, that got found out, read a Miami Herald article through a link from your Free Talk Live website. That they want to put $1 million into producing a call-in center for citizens to report on other citizens that they're afraid of, that are crazy and whatnot. And
you could report on somebody else if they're having sex before marriage, too, because in a lot of places there's probably laws that that prevent that sort of thing. But, yeah, I think a snitch line's a terrible idea, but it's not a surprise. They do that stuff in New York State, too.
Yeah, you know, it's really just sort of the adult version of DARE, I guess. You know, the where they taught the kids to report on their parents of illegal activity or whatever, drug use primarily. But I wanted to share this with you. Something occurred to me about that, that a small group, a relatively small group of people could thwart that by, you know, maybe tens or a few hundred people. If they did enact, you know, such a call-in center, and just all agree to report on one another and show the folly of it, you know.
I wonder if you would end up with a false report to law enforcement charge in that case. But nonetheless, thanks for making us aware of that.
Let the chips fall where they may, but it would.
Well, false report to law enforcement may be a fairly heavy chip. I don't know if it's a felony or a misdemeanor, but either way, it might be a jail time possibility. So I don't know. I'd be cautious about recommending any sort of action like that. But nonetheless, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453. Let's go to Kathy, listening in South Carolina. Kathy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. say that's hilarious about getting called on, you know, the police into your life and your sexual life. That is pretty funny. But anyway, I was calling about our society, bless our hearts. I'm a Christian. I've been married for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do to our, what I have a teenage daughter, and what we do to our children of how we, like the shame thing. Shame.
Hold that thought. I want to come back. We'll talk to you more about shame in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about sex, specifically sex before marriage, and how useful that it can be to have sex before marriage, so you know whether or not you're compatible with the person that you're wanting to spend the rest of your life with. That's a pretty important thing to know beforehand. And for some people who waited, it turns out that their marriage didn't really work out very well because they weren't sexually compatible or it didn't work out. And it kind of also was going into a conversation about abstinence education in general and how that, in my opinion, damages people's ability to have safe sex, rather, you know, because teenagers are not likely to stay abstinent.
There's some studies that back you up. It's not just your opinion.
Yeah, so, you know, because they're not likely to stay abstinent, if all they've ever been told about sex is don't do it, then when it comes time for them to fumbling around and make it try to happen, they're likely to make mistakes that could cause real problems. So there's all that, and then we're going to talk more about shaming here in a moment with Kathy, but first.
Consumer electronics are ubiquitous in our life. It's these are things that we need, whether they're tablets or laptops or desktop computers, all variety of these things. You need them. You need to have them for sort of a modern life, but the best thing to do is get them at the lowest prices. Everyone would agree with that. You want to get the name brands. You want to get them at the lowest prices. BitcoinStore.com has a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. Why would anyone sell products at a 0% markup? Obviously, their rates are going to be lower than most people on the Internet. Why would they do it? Well, BitcoinStore.com, they're ideologically driven. They want people to know that they can buy things with bitcoins. And I don't imagine that they're going to keep that 0% markup going on forever and ever. It's just currently how things are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get the lowest prices on consumer electronics and more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment, it's not just consumer electronics, but they certainly make up the bulk there at bitcoinstore.com, you have to have bitcoins. You have to have bitcoins to be able to purchase these items. Now, bitcoins are the new international currency that allow people to, send and receive money with virtually no costs. You can do business potentially anonymously if that's what you wish. You have complete control over your money. They're a really neat item, but you can't buy anything at BitcoinStore.com with U.S. dollars or rubles or euros or whatever. Mm-hmm. Go to BitcoinStore.com, check out the prices, and if you're motivated, get some bitcoins.
Yeah, we'll tell you how to do to actually get bitcoins a little bit later on.
Next segment.
Yep, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Kathy's on the line, and Kathy's in South Carolina. Kathy, where are you listening from, by the way?
Surfside Beach.
Surfside Beach. Now, you said you were you are a Christian. You've got a teenage daughter, and you wanted to talk about shaming. So go ahead.
Yes. It was interesting. My daughter just turned sexually active and told a friend in youth group. So basically my church had a sex intervention with my daughter, very interesting, and bless her heart, she's coming through it. But it came from a good place in a weird way.
Yeah, sure. These are all great intentions that are involved in these situations. I came up through UMYF, United Methodist Youth Foundation. I understand what people's intentions are.
Uh-huh. It's interesting. So I'm dealing with this teenage daughter, and I've been thinking that, and I'm an artist. We're from California in South Carolina, so we have maybe different ways
already.
Of thinking. Yeah, so different ways of thinking. But we're a little more free thought on this whole thing. But
you're a Christian who's maybe more open-minded to the idea of sex before marriage. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I certainly did with my husband. We've been married for 18 years, and it's actually...
Did you feel guilty about that? Were you raised in a family that would try to make you feel guilty about doing that with your husband?
Yeah, we did not talk about it. It was
interesting.
Denial, total denial. Didn't talk about any sex education, anything like that. So I didn't have that, which is scary, you know. But so I didn't have any of that, and it has actually been what has held us together.
The fact that you had sex before marriage?
No, just sex throughout the marriage.
Sure, it's important.
A healthy sexual relationship has held us through many things. And I think it started when we first had sex before marriage. And
so then when your teenage daughter had this intervention happen at church, then what was your opinion of this?
First, I was PO'd, and I told everybody to back off. I couldn't believe this was happening. And I didn't want her to be guard in any way, especially. I think sex is a wonderful, beautiful thing.
Sure.
I'm not I'm one of those people who's not ashamed of the body, and I believe this is something that American Christianity has developed and warped into this kind of idea.
Right. I mean, whatever your religious belief, if you believe in God, the idea that God would create these bodies, give them these pleasurable abilities, and then create some ridiculous rule, this arbitrary rule that says, all right, kids, we know that you're really, really horny right now because your hormones are raging, you're teenagers, et cetera, but whatever you do, don't act on all these natural urges that I've given you.
It's
crazy.
And this culture has backed up sort of what makes sense, what age makes sense for marriage, but this thing about when having sex before marriage hasn't backed off. So, I mean, I remember the story of the coal miner's daughter, whatever her name, Loretta Lynn. Mm-hmm. She got married like 12 or something like that. But now, 22, 32 makes more sense.
And actually, that's when bodies are made to have babies, which is so crazy. Our society, you know, has changed. It's, you're supposed to have babies in your 20s or 30s or 40s even. But our body, hormonally, is made to have babies that young. So
indeed,
our body is tricking our brain to do it anyway. But anywho, but I was thinking about what I learned in college. It was very interesting. The Polynesians, the island of Yap, they actually promoted promiscuity. They had love sticks that they would stick through huts for the girls, and if had their names on it, and if the girls wanted to come out, they would take the stick and meet them outside of the woods, and have sex. And their idea was they wanted to be experienced. And so it's interesting, different cultures, how they deal
for sure.
with this.
Kathy, I have to say, I appreciate your call. Interesting story, especially being an active Christian and having kind of contrary beliefs to what many people typically believe are our standard Christian beliefs. So I thought that was interesting. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, parents talk to their kids about safe sex.
Good idea. Thanks, Kathy, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And don't do it
too
late. I have
to look up things about this island of Yap.
When are you going to talk to Jack, Mark? I mean, Jack is 4 or 5 years old now?
He's 5 years old.
So, I mean, is there an arbitrary age, or are you going to just kind of judge based on the questions he's asking you and, like, just kind of feel it out? Or what do you got? Do you have a plan at all as far as talking to him about sex?
Well, hopefully, if he's old enough to ask a question, he's old enough to get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've tried to live by at this point. But also, we watch movies at the house and television and things like that.
My parents used to make me go down the hallway when a sex scene was
right. I'm not going to do that. He doesn't seem overly interested in those activities. He'd much rather see the superheroes bash thing.
Sure,
or whatever.
Go boom. That's
right?
Fine.
That's good stuff. But I think that just not making a big deal about it is probably the best thing I can do.
855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll.
Hopefully, I show affection and attention to my wife in front of him. I mean, I'm not doing it on the counter or anything like that. But hopefully, he sees what a healthy, loving relationship looks like.
We'll come back with more of your thoughts if you would like to chime in here at 855-450-FREE. What has your experience been with sex?
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Did you have sex before marriage or after? And how'd that work out for you? We've kind of been getting different people's perspectives throughout the night tonight, starting out the show earlier with a one lady's story about how it didn't work out for her very well, not having sex before marriage and then waiting until marriage night, and it just really was underwhelming for her. And there were some problems like not communicating very effectively, and that would make sense considering she's not had sex before. And, you kind of have to live and learn in that particular area. There's only so much you can be told about it, and there's a lot more that can be picked up from experience.
There's always Cosmo.
Okay. So anyway, 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on Skype. Our username there for you to connect to is lrn.fm, and we'll continue with your calls here coming up.
Yeah, we had talked about bitcoins in the last segment, and I wanted to tell you about the fastest, safest, and easiest way for somebody to go about getting bitcoins. BitInstant.com makes it easy for you to acquire bitcoins. All you have to do is go to their website, and you can make a deposit in more than a million locations around the world with BitInstant.com. They have partnerships with all kinds of organizations that make it easy for you. You go, including your computer at home, if you have a Dwolla.com account, or you make a Dwolla.com account.
I did, just for the purpose of getting Bitcoins, actually.
How long did it take you to sort of confirm and everything?
A huge hassle.
Yeah.
With Dwolla. It's not BitInstant's fault. It's not BitInstant's fault.
Yep, that's how I felt about it, too. So bitinstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, how you want to go, you know, where you want to go about doing it, because just likely, with a million locations, it's likely there's one, especially if you're in the United States, it's likely there's one right near you. So say you want to go to Walmart or CVS and use the MoneyGram phone, make your deposit, and you want to use a blockchain.info Bitcoin wallet. Now, actually, BitInstant has some information, but you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com if you need more information on how to get sort of set up. But, you know, so go to the CVS location, make the deposit. By the time you're home, likely your Bitcoins will be in your account by then. BitInstant.com, fastest, safest, easiest way to get your Bitcoins.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We go to Matt, listening in Madison, Wisconsin, to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I just wanted to say that marriage is always intended to be just a contract adjoining properties, and that abstinence in that case would be used as leverage as part of a term and condition of that contract.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you take it from a theological standpoint, that's when you start, for lack of a better word, marrying the idea of putting a moral value on whether or not you have sex before you're married or not. It would have been up to a woman to produce an heir for a husband who would have taken her and given her a home and a place to live and a place to raise his children. And the idea that she would be unspoiled, if you will, would be part of the contract in itself. So this,
well, one of the reasons a husband would want an unspoiled wife, a quote-unquote unspoiled wife, I hate this terminology, is that, you know, this way, for one, you know the heir is yours, is one of the ideas behind this, among several others.
Right, and that's part of the marriage contract. The idea of sex, the only two reasons to have sex is for pleasure or for procreation, not really as leverage. So, you know, the idea of linking the two, the marriage with the sex, that would have been part of the marriage contract and really would have nothing to do with someone enjoying the pleasure of sex. I also want to say that, you know, men are very wired differently than women are. Women are, you know, their hormones are regulated by the cycle of the moon. Men are always hormonally active. And knowing that that there is those two differences, if you find yourself in a situation where you are married with someone and you're just not syncing up at the same time, you know, maybe you look towards different things in a marriage that you can do for each other sexually or what have you, that you can enjoy each other in maybe a different way rather than basing the whole idea that marriage is just sex. We really have to get out of that idea.
I think that it's been popular in the last couple of decades to say that that men and women are wired differently. But the fact is they're looking, the science is really, really sort of looking into this. And there's a lot of evidence that, you know, hormonally, the sexes are different. But, and it's the wiring term that I have the biggest problem with, is hormonally, the sexes are different. But really, in the brain, they're the same. The brains are the same. It's just sort of the hormones that are different.
Right. Like I said before, the function of sex would be either for one of two goals, and that is either procreation or pleasure. You know, sex should be pleasurable, and we should enjoy it. As far as, you know, picking and choosing words, that's really not my intention. My idea is that, you know, this whole idea behind one day my prince will come and then everything will be great is relatively new to our culture. That is not the original concept of marriage. Marriage was a contract and not an idea of that there is love and then this attachment with love to marriage through sex. You know, those are two completely different things, and we don't live in the Disney World version of marriage and sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness. So, I think that people should have sex, when they're prepared and when they're ready. I personally don't think 12 years old is old enough, even though you're biologically capable. I don't think you're able to realize the psychological implications. However,
I would not claim.
More advanced.
Yeah, I wouldn't claim that that's necessarily true in our culture. I think that cultures tended to be less complicated at one point, and that it would be there'd be a lot of problems with starting at 12 years old these days, simply because there'd be a lot of shaming involved.
Hey Matt, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the toll free number. Dana is on the line, listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Hey Dana.
Hi, how you guys doing? I haven't
Super.
Talked to you for a long time.
Welcome back. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you. I must have said something really great because you guys both said call back any time. But it's been a long, long time. But this time I don't think we're on the opposite sides of the fence. First of all, I want to address something that guy from Colorado, Jack, said. He was bouncing, and one of you guys agreed with him, bouncing back between Old Testament and Christianity to make his argument. Old Testament says an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. New Testament, it starts with Jesus Christ. And that says turn the other cheek. So he was using marrying multiple women and blah, 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 blah to make his argument about sex. And it's probably a good thing that he's no longer a Christian and he's a deist because he really didn't understand Christianity because that was what Christ was about. Hence the word Christianity comes from Christ. That's the one thing I wanted to say.
Before you go on, Dana, I mean, the New Testament, as far as I know, is silent on the number of partners that one should have in a marriage.
But Christ does address in Matthew, and I'm no biblical scholar. I have never read the Bible from front to back, but I do know certain parts, and I'm not one of those that only know the parts to quote to fit my argument. But I read Matthew for personal reasons, and I've read other parts for personal reasons because I was directed towards that. And Christ very clearly talks, he addresses divorce and marriage, and if you can't be faithful in adultery, then, you know, you should not marry and, you know, live like a eunuch and blah, 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 blah. Okay, that being said, the next thing I want to address is technique. The woman who wrote the article, if kissing turned, I agree with you, whoever said it, which one of you said it, about communication. She was dishonest and she wasn't communicating with them. If you read a romance novel and things that you're reading about turn you on, there is nothing wrong or offensive to a man or from a man to a woman, you know, a husband and wife, to suggest different things. It's just.
I agree with that. I think that
absolutely.
Anybody who takes a suggestion negatively is really, I mean, they're just coming at things from the wrong perspective. That's the most loving thing that someone can do is tell you how to do it better.
And how vulnerable are you at that moment when you're expressing what it is that you want? And I think that most men want this. I'd put on a Panama hat and a pair of rubber waders if that's what my wife wanted. I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
Because she admitted that she had sex after her divorce and it was pleasurable. So the problem was hers. Don't blame Christianity. Don't blame wearing a promise ring. And don't jump on your husband. It was your problem.
I think she had some problems, no doubt. But those are things that should have been ironed out before marriage, and then they would have known better whether or not they were compatible for the long run.
Thanks,
Dana, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. You take control. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves here, should you like. Or you can sit back and listen. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and that's brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. Once again, 855-450-FREE. Also, you can Skype us. The username there is lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live, you can find a lot of great features on our website. We've got news updates. You can be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can also receive email updates. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Go and do those things at news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for any one of those for free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Seems like the news has been kind of full of emergency situations that have highlighted the value of having stored food on hand here in the recent past. Now, you never know when an emergency is going to occur. You never know what form that emergency is going to take. So it's a good idea to have insurance. And a, you know, cheap, unique form of insurance is having some stored food on hand at your house. Now, there are different features in the stored food arena. Obviously, canned food, it's a good thing to have around, but it's bulky, and it doesn't last as long as some of the dehydrated foods out there and freeze-dried foods that are available. The Legacy Premium brand that we offer at food.freetalklive.com, we offer through a company that handles Legacy Premium, is 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free. Now, maybe this matters to you a great deal, and maybe it doesn't matter at all. But the next thing I'm going to say is probably going to matter. It's for less than $1.50 a meal. That's on average half of what the competition is. You can go to food.freetalklive.com and check the pricing of the competition. It's right there on a very useful chart that we have. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. That's the conclusion I came up with after researching the Legacy Premium brand, and I think you will too. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options, free shipping on all orders. When you use the coupon code FTL, like I said, less than $1.50 a meal. Go there, get the mega sampler pack from food.freetalklive.com, and I think you'll get an opportunity to try everything the Legacy has to offer. I think you'll be happy. It's food.freetalklive.com.
We continue. The discussion has been centering around sex before marriage and how valuable, I think, in the opinion of the host of the show, that is. But your thoughts are certainly welcome. Let's go to Brian, listening in Janesville, Wisconsin, to WCLO. Hey, Brian.
Hey guys, how are you?
What's on your mind? Doing great. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I can come from both ends of the spectrum, actually.
Okay.
I've been divorced twice, so that means I've been married twice, and I was in a long-term relationship that there was an engagement in place. In all of those relationships, premarital sex was part of the equation.
So how do you relate to not have premarital sex?
Well, obviously, let me get this out in front first. Those relationships did not work.
Well, every relationship everybody's had that isn't the one that they're currently in didn't work.
Well, here's the thing. Scripturally, God deemed sex to be a very, very good thing.
Oh, no. God deemed all sin to be exactly the same.
No. God deemed sex to be a
very good
thing.
Where did he deem this?
It's in Scripture.
Okay. So, I mean, I was taught.
Here's my point.
All right.
The true power of deception is you don't know you're being deceived. That's the power of it. God has an order for our lives. And
who's deceiving
simple.
You?
Well, that would be the devil.
Okay, wait, I'm confused. Hold on. You said God said sex is a really good thing, and now you're talking about deception. What am I missing?
Well, you cut me off. You didn't want me
right,
finish.
Mark did that, not me. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. he deemed it to be a very good thing between a husband and his wife. Not a boyfriend and girlfriend, not a man and a man, and not a woman and a woman.
Well, why would it be a bad thing between anybody else who wasn't married, whether it was man and man and woman, or whatever? Why would it be a bad thing? Just because somebody wrote it in a book somewhere and said God said this?
Well, actually, Scripture, if you are a believer, is the absolute inspired word of a living, truthful God.
Well, some people believe that are Christians, and some people don't,
right.
And some people believe
right.
it, you know, that, so, I mean, you know, this is the real Scotsman's test. Real Scotsmen eat haggis, you know, and no, they don't. Real Christians believe all kinds of different things. But
well,
I want to ask
left,
you this. Wait a second.
Color.
Wait,
okay.
Let me ask you this. If you'd have gone with your long-term relationship or whomever before you had sex and you'd have, say you'd gone out in the woods and you'd promised each other that you're married and that you're going to live forever and ever together,
okay.
Would that have made a difference? Is that a marriage? What is a marriage? Because you're saying as long as they're married, and that was the sort of the intonation that you made, married, that God gives it its blessing. But what is this marriage thing you're talking about? Because God's marriage isn't going down to a county bureaucrat and saying, here's $150. I'm pretty sure that God finds that disdainful.
Okay. Now you're going a whole different direction.
Well, I mean, do you have to have $150 to get married for God? Does God say you have to have $150 to get married?
Well, why are you trying to bring it to, like, an earthly perspective?
You were. So what I heard you saying, as long as you are married, that, today in our culture, generally what being married is to go to a bureaucrat and offer $150. I'm asking you, what is marriage?
Marriage is when a man leaves his home and a woman leaves her father, and they join in union together to receive God's blessing. Now, whatever that looks like, our culture has turned it into who knows what, right? Would you agree with that?
I don't think I agree at all. There's marriages all over the world where people get to go and live in the other person's house. I mean, a lot of times women will go live in men's houses, men will go live in women's houses, and they don't actually leave their families at all.
Is there a biblical definition of marriage?
Yes, it's when a man leaves his home and a woman leaves her family, and the two of them are joined in union. And
so that's not Brian's definition. You're saying that's actually in the Bible, that definition?
Well, this is what God's saying. The two of them shall cleave. Do you know what cleaving means?
It means to be together, I guess. Yeah.
Yes, become one.
Or split apart, one of the two.
Brian, thanks for your call tonight. Mark, does that ring a bell for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's what it says. I just don't understand it because it's not common in the Middle East. The fact is people don't go out and start their own little home. People haven't done that throughout the ages. It's really uncommon. I don't know what it means. It doesn't – what it means to me, I don't think is what it meant to the people who wrote it down. And this is sort of one of the difficulties I find of taking a 2,000 to 4,000-year-old ancient text
and
trying to apply it today is because it simply means different things to people. They didn't have 90210 2,000 years ago, but single people weren't living on their own. They didn't have, when you got married, you wouldn't necessarily go in and out and have your own home. I mean, this was just not common. People would go live in other people's houses. When I go and stay with my in-laws, am I still married? I feel like I'm still cleaved. I don't know exactly what cleaving means, but I think I'm cleaved to my wife.
Let's go to Eric listening in Charleston, West Virginia. It's WVTS. Hello, Eric. You gotta turn down that radio, man. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello.
You are on the radio. Go, Eric.
Yes, sir. I really respect what you guys are doing, and I want to comment on the snitch hotline that they got going on. They've tried this in this area, and all it does is lead to grudges. People call in from other people and say, "Oh, yeah, they got a meth lab up there." Well, guess what? They're just mad at somebody, and it doesn't work.
Yeah. Can you imagine what it might be like to have the cops come in looking for a meth lab at your house, all busting in
just
with their gear,
pointing
guns at you, your family, your dog. The possibility exists. And, you know, it's all because some neighbor's mad at some other neighbor.
Yeah. Good point, Eric. Anything else you want to share?
You can be anonymous while you're doing it. I mean, you don't have to tell your name or nothing. So.
Right, so much for being able to face your accuser down the line.
That's the only thing that payphones are good for anymore.
Well, you know, I think you're right, Eric, from your perspective, in that you're saying it doesn't work because of this reason. But on the other hand, it does work, especially in a down economy when people are desperate for cash. Because usually these snitch lines will be advertised on, like, billboards. It'll say, you could win a $500 reward for turning in someone with a gun, or whatever it is that they're looking for. If we get a conviction, you'll get cash. And this is something that motivates people to really turn in people that they know. People that they know have guns, or that they know have, you know, marijuana or whatever it is that they're snitching on them for. And so the more desperate the economic circumstances become, the more likely people are to turn in their friends and family. And that's sad. And I thank you for the call, Eric. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up anything. Hour number three is next. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.